All right, we're about to get into Liv's Sports Minute, but let's go to Liv because she's the biggest believer out there in the world here on Joe McKenzie. What did you think of the new Justin Bieber song called Yummy?
I absolutely love it. I think his voice just sounds amazing. When I listened to it for the very first time, one, I had an idea of what it was going to sound like because he gave us a little bit of a teaser in his trailer for his docuseries. Mm-hmm.
Kicks off at the end of the month.
Yes, kicks off at the end of the month. So I had a little bit of a teaser, and I love it. I love kind of like the electric feel to it, but you still get his vocals, which are just creamy and smooth.
Okay,
and
then he we're has not making line. A meal here. We're not making a meal.
He is so sexy. Like, he's really, because I interviewed him when he was like a kid, and like, he's become a man.
Okay,
like
once
too.
Again, that is a little creepy too. Let's get into it.
Liv Sports Minute.
All right, so IU absolutely blew it last night.
I'm so sad for the Hoosiers.
Know. They blew a 22-9 lead in the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl against Tennessee. So the Vols scored twice within 30 seconds late in the second quarter using an onside kick to hold the Hoosiers 23-22, like, I'm not joking. People were literally leaving. Tennessee fans were leaving because IU was destroying them that bad. Mm-hmm. And then they scored twice within 30 seconds and just, IU blew it. So sad. But the good news for IU is they have a ton of recurring players coming back next year.
Yes.
So it should be a promising season next year for them. The Pacers also blew a double-digit lead last night against the Denver Nuggets at home, and the Denver team beat them 124-119. But Sabonis fell short of his first career triple-double for the second time this week. Also, some very exciting news. It is rumored that Victor Oladipo is rumored to make a return late this month or early February. So he ruptured his quad tendon 11 months ago, so he's been out since then. But if he comes back, pairing him with Brogdon on the backcourt will make them so dangerous. They have yet to play together, so it'll be very, very exciting.
I'll have some insider information. So my bestie works for the Pacers, so I can get some inside scoop when we need it.
Yes, absolutely. The Rose Bowl happened this past week. Oregon beat Wisconsin just by one in such a close game. And the Sugar Bowl, Georgia beat out Baylor 26-14. I was expecting that game to be way closer, but Baylor just could not get it done. College basketball right now is an absolute toss-up. I have yet to cover college basketball because I haven't been here for a couple Fridays. There's not one team that you're just like, oh, they're going to win it all. They're going to go far. Every week, the top five is such a change-up and change-up. It really is anyone's season this year.
Can you help me out? Like, I guess I'm not too worried right now during the season, but can you help me out when March Madness comes around so my bracket can do well? That's all I want.
I can attempt to, but I'm telling you, this season is more of a toss-up than anyone.
You know who I put at the top every year?
Hot guys.
Villanova, because I don't know if Jay Wright is still their coach, but he is so good-looking and the best dressed coach ever.
I just don't think so at all. But
Jay Wright? Oh my God. He's a George Clooney of college coaches.
Villanova just killed Xavier this past weekend.
Yes, honey. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm a Xavier fan, so I'm kind of sad about that. Okay.
I go with the ugly players, by the way, because they work harder.
It is wild card weekend, baby. So the Bills take on the Texans this Saturday in the AFC wild card game. And J.J. Watt is returning to the field for the first time in 2 months since he had surgery to repair his torn, like, pec muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, you're super buff if you tear a pec muscle.
One time I worked out and it hurt, so.
So the Bills look for their first playoff win since 1995, and it's young quarterback with Deshaun Watson against Josh Allen. The Texans are expected to win. I think they are going to win.
I think you're
and
right.
I think we're going to see a lot of playing time from J.J. Watt, which is very exciting. Other wild card news, Platts,
you okay over there?
Pats play the Titans, and the Patriots are obviously just going to, like, destroy Tennessee. They're not going to win. The Pats, this is their time to shine. They always do well in the playoffs. The Vikings and Saints are playing on Sunday. It's going to be running back against running back, but I have the Saints winning. The last wild card game of the weekend is the Eagles and the Seahawks. The Eagles, I think, are going to win. They've won their last four games, so they're on a hot streak right now. I definitely see them winning. Also, huge news in NFL world. Jason Garrett, the coach for the Cowboys,
yes.
They are in an absolute standoff. So there is rumored that they're going to be letting him go, but there's no confirmation from the Cowboys yet. So apparently Jason Garrett has had meetings with the front office like all this week. His contract is up January 14th. But nothing's happened. He hasn't been fired. Apparently, they're looking for another job for him, so he could possibly be moving to the front office. It's very strange. It's very weird. It's just a standoff right now. But definitely, Jason Garrett is probably not going to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys coming up in the next season.
I feel sorry for coaches when they get fired, just because everybody knows. You know, I've been so any public
can they
job
fire,
like that,
can
I
they
guess.
Fire the Detroit Lions head coach, Matt Patricia, because he sucks?
Give him a little bit of time.
No, I'm done with you.
Give him a little bit more time.
I'm done with you. Is that
okay.
Your Sports Minute? Because I am done.
That is my Sports Minute.
Thank you, Liv.
Liv's Sports Minute.
A family found out the hard way that you need to check what's in the oven before you cook something. Yeah, they burnt something really bad. And if you're writing 2020 on your checks, which, by the way, who writes checks anymore? You might want to start stopping doing that immediately. I can't talk. Point is, there's something you need to worry about. Pork Chop brought it up to me. I thought he was crazy, but guess what? Pork Chop, just like Chicken Little, was right. I'll explain. Chose Need to Know News is next.